Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for the opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, spiritual understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the Anointing One, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on the subject, faith, our way of life. Once again, faith, our way of life. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to read verse number 7. And it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Once again, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So the word "walk" in this verse simply means that we live by faith. We live by faith. And we live 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And then it says, "not by sight." And that word "sight" refers to those things that are received by the senses. Those things that are received or perceived by our senses. And we have five senses, the things that we could see, smell, taste, hear, and feel. So we are to live by faith and not by the things which are perceived by our senses. Amen. Now please go to the book of Romans chapter 10. Again, Romans chapter 10. And we're going to read verse 17. Romans 10, 17. And it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once again, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So if we were to read that scripture like this, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing, and we stop there. So we see faith only comes by hearing. But notice, it didn't say if that hearing is positive or negative. So if we will continue with that verse, it says, and hearing by the word of God. So we have to hear by the word of God, because the word of God is truth. When we look in scripture in John 17, verse 17, Jesus is saying, and he says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So when we hear faith, faith only comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Now, our final foundational scripture is found in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. So that scripture tells us, it does not say without worship, it is impossible to please him. It does not say without fellowship, it is impossible to please him. It does not say without paying your tithes and offering, it is impossible to please him. No, it tells us without faith, it is impossible to please him. So that alerts us that faith must be important. And again, and then it continues to say that we must believe that God is who he says he is. Amen. And then finally, he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's why the word tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. Because there is a reward for those who diligently seek him. Amen. Now, please turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 6, and please go to verse number 12. And it says, fight the good fight of faith. Once again, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Now, this verse tells us three things that are very important to us as Christians. First, it tells us that we are in a fight. Amen. We are in a fight. Secondly, we are in a good fight. And thirdly, we are in a fight of faith. So we're in a fight, we're in a good fight, and we're in the fight for our faith. We're in this fight whether we want to be or not. You are in it first because you were born into this world as humans. And secondly, then becoming a Christian magnified the situation because Satan does not like Christians. Now, I would like for you to think with me for a moment. All life really is, even to non-Christians' lives, are a fight. Amen. However, the only fight that Christians are called upon to fight is the fight of faith. Amen. That is all. We are not called upon to fight anything else. Think about it. Fighting is such a physical challenge. It can cause physical harm to one's body. It takes a lot out of you physically to fight. Fighting is work, yet God tells us to fight. But notice something else he tells us to do. That is fight the good fight. Amen. He says fight the good fight. Fighting can only be good if you win. So being a good fight, Father God is calling on us to win. The reason why? Because our Father is a winner. Amen. God is not calling us to lose. He did not say fight the fight of faith. He said fight the good fight because he wants us, his children, the body of Christ, to win. It is always a good game when your team wins. It's always a good fight when your fighter wins. If your team lost, you would say, that was a bad game. We didn't play as good as we should. We should have won that game. Well, 1 Timothy 6:12 reflects the same principle. God wants you to win. And everything that is necessary for you to win is provided for you in his word, the word of God. But you have to know it and know how to activate God's word by your faith, or else you're going to get whipped. That's right. Satan is going to whip you. If you do not understand, and I told you before, that word understand is a compound word consisting of the word under and stand. Under means to submit, and stand means point of view. So when you totally understand something, you are submitting to that person's point of view. And in this case, we're talking about faith, the God of word. So when you completely understand something, you know how to operate in faith, then you're going to get, and if you don't know how to operate in faith, you're going to get your backside beat and your head whipped. But when you do understand the word of God, you are going to be successful in the things of God. See, life through Satan will defeat you to death if you are not vigilant and sober-minded. For Satan only comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. There is nothing God can do about it because he's already done it for us. Amen. He tells us, fight the good fight of faith. See, Christians are not called on to fight the devil. We're not called on to fight the devil. The only fight that you are in is a faith fight. You are not fighting churches. You are not fighting preachers. You are not even supposed to fight demons. And you couldn't win that fight because demons are spiritual creatures. They operate in the spirit realm. You cannot see one. So how are you going to fight something you cannot see? We don't have to fight Satan because he is already defeated. Jesus fought him for us. His victory was our victory. Amen. Now listen, Jesus never fought Satan to determine who was the champion because Jesus is the champion. So he don't have to waste his time dealing with Satan's foolish deception. He took our place in the ring. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He fought for us. His victory is our victory. Remember, Satan is nothing but a bully. He's a con man with a con game. He's trickery. He can be, and he always will be, a con man. And he will try to con you into thinking that he has some kind of power over you and that he can play that game with your life whenever he wants. And the sad part about it, he thinks you have to take it. But from the standpoint of the word of God, he is already defeated. Please go with me to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5. Again, that's 1 Peter, chapter 5. And it says this. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, that scripture says something very important. He says, look, it says, because your adversary. So that means we have an adversary. We have an enemy. And that enemy is the devil. And it goes on to say he walks around like a roaring lion. It doesn't say he is a lion. He's really a paper tiger. And if you allow him to bully you, to con you, then he's going to defeat you. But he walks about like a lion. So don't let him bully or con you with his lies. Amen. Because he is nothing but a bully. Turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 16. Again, Mark, chapter 16. And please go to verse 17. And this is Jesus speaking. And it says, and these signs will follow those who believe. It says, in my name, they will cast out demons. Now, something very interesting in that verse. Now, let's do a flip-flop method and read this. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. So the reverse of that would be, and these signs will not follow them who do not believe. So these signs are only going to follow those who believe in the word of Jesus. Amen. See, believers have the authority over Satan. Let me repeat that. Believers have the authority over Satan. And there's a lot of Christians that don't believe that. That's why they get their head whipped and their butt beat. See, God never told us to fight or shoot demons. He said to cast them out. That's what Jesus did when he came out of the mountains for 40 days. He just cast out Satan when he came to him with that nonsense to try to bully him, saying, if you are. Jesus says, in the name of God, you know, man should not live by bread alone. He just cast him out. Amen. Now go with me to the book of Luke, chapter 9. Luke, chapter 9. Don't go for Satan's okie doke. Luke chapter 10, and we're going to read verse number 19. That's Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Again, this is Jesus speaking. It says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It says, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Now, the word power in this verse is the Greek word dunamis, D-U-N-A-M-I-S, which means ability. So we could read this verse like this. Behold, I give you the authority, or literally the right or the privilege or the ability to trample on, which means to walk upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power or ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. So we have the authority, we have the ability to trample and to walk over the enemy. I want you to remember something. Authority is greater than ability. See, you can have and you can do more with authority than you can with ability. Your ability could be limited by your physical size, your IQ, and unfortunately, even the color of your skin. But if you have the authority, it exceeds all the rest of those things. Amen. Now, back to Luke 10:19. Let's read the rest of that scripture. It says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on, and that simply means to walk on, serpents and scorpions. Now, the words scorpions and serpents refer to Satan's demons. If you are walking on something, that means it is under your feet. Am I right? Then that means whatever you are walking on, you are on top of it because it's under your feet. So Satan and his demons are under your feet. Now, if we continue to read that verse, Luke 10:19, it says, and over all the power or the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. What this verse is telling us is that you might come across some type of injury. You know, like some type of injury. Say, for instance, have you ever stuck your finger with a needle while you are sewing a button on your shirt or a hole or a snag in your shirt? Well, at the time you stuck yourself, it hurt. And when you got stuck with that needle, that was not the end of your life, was it? I mean, you didn't die. It hurt, but it did not kill you, did it? And it healed up pretty soon, right? Well, when you say something shall by any means hurt you, it means nothing shall hurt you in a permanent manner. There's nothing that Satan can do that would hurt you in a permanent manner. In other words, the devil cannot legally, now listen to me, he cannot legally put any hurt on you that can permanently remain. It has to go. Remember, Satan is our enemy personified, meaning that he is a person. Amen. So as far as being a person, he is the enemy. However, he is not our problem. He is not a Christian problem. Please turn with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. The book Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read verse number 27. And it says, nor give place to the devil. Once again, nor give place to the devil. God would never ask us to do something he knows we are unable to do. That would not be in the character of our Heavenly Father to do that. To require us to do something that he very well knows we are incapable of doing. If he tells us to not give place to the devil, that means that the devil cannot have a place in our lives unless we give it to him. I said, unless we give it to him. It is possible for us to give him that place by consent of ignorance. By consent of ignorance. By not knowing that we are giving it to him. And let me give you an example of what I mean. Have you ever had a fly in your house? You sit down to eat and the fly just buzzing around, bothering you, disturbing you when you're trying to enjoy your meal. When you sit down to eat a meal, it is consistently flying around your food and sometimes even landing on it. Now, that fly got into your home either by a hole in your screen or by you letting the fly in by opening the door when bringing in groceries from the store or coming into the house from the outside. Your intent was to let you inside, but the fly took advantage of you not knowing that he was following behind you. So when you opened the door, the fly came right in as you came inside the house. That is what I meant by consent of ignorance. You might not realize what you are doing. If you open the door, the flies are coming in. If you open the right breach, and what I mean by breach, breach means breaking or failing to observe a law, agreement, the code of conduct, or the word of God. So if you open the right breach in your life, the devil is coming in. Amen. He will come in. Now please go with me to the book of James, chapter 4. The book of James, chapter 4. And we're going to read verse number 7. And it says this: therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Once again, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Well, I'm just about out of time for today's message, but please join us next week when we will continue our teaching on faith, our way of life. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.